Welcome
to Thursday's podcast. I spent a lot of time yelling off mic.
You did.
I went
into Alpha Bucks without the letter.
That's right. Those are good times.
I started the competition all based on one letter without the letter.
And you said to her, "My time starts now," and you'll hear what her response is. Yeah. Idiot. That's my favourite moment.
That's where we get the big bucks.
That's like, you're the quiz master. So another cluster involving Alpha Bucks today. Fantastic.
Good. Competition. I just want people to win money.
Me too.
I think it's a nice thing.
I think it is.
What's the most money you've ever won?
Nothing. I've never won money.
Oh. I won a comedy competition about 13 years ago.
Yeah.
There was just a lot, like, at the club.
Yeah, what
they just ran a bottle of Wild Turkey and $100.
$100 is good.
Wow. $100? Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, that's great. Good on you. I didn't win a meat tray.
Nah.
They're good.
Drank all the Wild Turkey.
I've won a meat tray.
Have you?
Yeah, they're handy.
What was on it?
Jace Allen, fresh cuts. Why is our boss
Why did yours take longer? Mine came through 4 minutes ago.
What did you send him?
Oh, no. Mine's about that.
What's yours about?
The thing that he just walked in and asked about.
Oh, no, mine's about I sent a picture of his bald, shiny head to him.
Oh.
And then he responded with fresh cuts.
Fresh cuts.
He must shave. Jace must shave his head every day.
Don't shave every day.
He never has
twice
stubble.
A day, he says.
When do you get a chance to shave it the second time? Can Jace be in the podcast?
Yeah, how do we put Jace?
Jace, this is our boss, Jace, who we always shit on air.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Jace, when do you get the chance to shave the second time?
Thursday.
Not twice a day, twice a week. And then do you put like coconut oil or something on it?
Why is your head so shiny?
What's wrong with you?
Why is your... This is the best podcast. He's plugging in headphones. You know, the guy I used to work with, Whippy and Whippy on radio, he had to shave his face twice a day.
Oh, yeah. Very virile.
Yeah, he'd shave before the show. And if we had something on that night or he had a date, he'd have to shave again in the afternoon.
There you go.
Whippy would know that. Jace, why is your head so shiny?
Because I shaved it last night. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but what do you do? How do you make it? Put oil on it?
No, it's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
I put
natural
moisturizer
oils.
On it the day after.
Yes.
Because it's winter and with the heating, you know, it gets a bit dry.
Yeah, dry it out. Oh, I know it, mate.
I tried to wear a beanie the other day, but it didn't go well.
No, I didn't mind it. It's the same brand as my baby's beanie.
That's exactly right. You look like a massive baby.
The irony is that Charlie, my son, and I have the same the rad dad.
Mate, I dress as Leonard all the time.
I don't have a leg to stand on.
Oh.
Yeah, because I dress like a grown-up person. Yeah.
Do you know how you iron patches onto your jacket yesterday?
Yes,
on Instagram?
I did.
It reminded me when I was a kid. Like, I grew up in Musbrook, a country town, so 3 hours from Sydney.
Amazing. Yeah.
And my mum was quite handy on the old
Janome.
And she used to like iron the Lacoste logo onto the thing she'd
Excellent.
Make.
That's so poor.
So
I love it.
I love it.
That is bleak.
That's brilliant.
That's mid-80s parenting right there.
Yeah, I bought fake Gucci patches and ironed them onto an old jacket.
Did you?
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Very Paddy's Markets of you.
Yeah, I know. It totally was from Paddy's Markets.
Because Emrazio was doing it tough.
Sometimes I'm thrifty. Don't label me. Don't box me in. Don't assume you know me.
How much were those patches? $2,500 each?
$39. They were $39 each.
Oh, my God.
Just the big tiger was $39.
Right.
And the other ones were like $10 for five. But the big tiger was $39. But it was an investment piece. So enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, enjoy this, you big bunch of
Jesus. They've asked you to stop beeping on the intros too, by the way. We've got lots of messages about not beeping.
Stop beeping it.
This podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen is delivered to you by the one place to find all your breaking celebrity news and so much more. yahoo7.com.au/BE. It's the radio show that loves playing around with words.
There was a guy nude on top of someone's shoulder.
Yes, just, another man.
Just fruit batting the back of the guy's neck.
What a great descriptive word.
Some of the words they want to play with need auditioning.
Can I say what we call those?
Oh come on, let's just...
Should I write it? I'll write it and you tell me.
It is inappropriate photos, I don't have a problem.
And some of their favourite words never even get a mention.
One day we'll just get to do a show where Sugar Hero allowed to unleash live.
Yeah, live.
Or we'll just do it and we'll call that our last ever show.
Yeah. This is the Em Rossiano
Radio Show with Harley Green. Oh my God. I swear to God, I nearly said what I say at the top of my stand-up show.
Did you? Oh, man, on the tip of your tongue.
I was going to go, hey.
Yes, FOs.
Yeah. I used to open
my shows like that as well.
I love it.
Yeah,
we are so different, but so similar.
Do you know where I got it from?
Where?
Tango and Cash.
Did you?
It's a great reference in Tango and Cash. Great film.
I feel like that's what my grandfather called me a lot. Good on your grandfather, Ted. Yeah, he was rough as guts, country boy. Thank you for coming today on this Thursday, the 29th of June, in the year of our Lord, 2017. It is Christmas for accountants, you guys.
Oh, dear
go
God.
Hard.
You just reminded me.
Yeah,
I
me
have
too.
An appointment.
Go hard or go home, accountants. I know what's going on in your offices. We have a big show, and that was not orifices. Thank you, precious comedian. We have a big show. We had a little disaster in Alpha Bucks yesterday.
It created some controversy.
A lady thought she'd won. We thought she'd won. Adjudicators felt otherwise. Yeah. The rules are the rules. You and I have learned our lesson. Yeah. We would not be reacting until we're told we're allowed to be happy.
If it was pub trivia, she'd have won.
She'd have won the
trivia. But it's not pub trivia.
Nah, it's $50,000. Yeah. And so that's up again for grabs. Bob Down is joining us. Samantha Jade live in the studio. One last chance, or maybe two more chances, to win Katy Perry rooftop tickets. That's happening to Moz.
Wow.
I know. But in its last ever appearance, it got three runs. We wanted to take over the first song of the show because we feel it sets the tone for your day, Sydney. Yep. And sometimes it's Justin Bieber and we're like, nah, that makes me feel like a flaccid penis.
Yes.
And we wanted to pick the songs. We got in trouble.
Yeah.
And so now today is
the
last
They said
time.
No. Now, I just wanted on record that I sent a message to our boss saying, can I have this song? And he went, absolutely not. Yeah.
So you've picked one that's more Today FM friendly.
Picked one that's more Today FM, and this one has actually got a personal connection with me. I did a solo tour around the nation about 4 years ago, and this was the song I played when the tour manager was getting antsy. At any moment, I played this song.
Amazing.
Didn't really help, and here it is. I hope they've got the radio edit because there's some choice words. Is hectic.
You love. I love. I love that the big man likes the little song. That's
great. I love it.
I
don't know
what.
I think it's.
I've never seen you so animated.
It's fun and it's stupid.
It's the first time you've listened to a whole song in 6 months.
I left my headphones on. I didn't pick my phone up.
You did it. Inappropriate phone is at 605, where we talk about the things you should have, but we do it live. A young woman has had a 4-inch sex toy surgically removed from her bottom after it almost left her needing a colostomy bag.
Whoa.
Tell the truth. What have you had stuck in you? Can't you see that there's currently something stuck in me? Thank you, PJ.
Good on you, PJ.
Seriously.
Listener PJ.
Hey, listen to all you other listeners. Pick up your game.
I know. That's what I was just thinking.
You pick it up.
Step up.
PJ sends in openers.
PJ's MVP.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey.
It's good. 131060, we're going to do what have you had stuck in you or sexual mishaps.
Yeah.
You got injured on the job.
Yeah.
Just you're in the moment of passion and things go awry. 131060.
You got a bad case of cock bend.
Can we say that? 607. I feel like you could have gone with something less aggressive.
I'm just throwing it out there. See what happens.
Like a little bit of.
I feel like this is like this
shaft
job for me.
Shift.
Shaft shift.
That's my best work right there.
A peen bender.
No, alliteration. Peen. Peen Punisher.
Yeah.
Emily Georgia. She'll be wrapped. Her entire name is out there. Emily Georgia, 20, was enjoying some bedroom fun with a male.
20. That's the problem.
With a male acquaintance. You go, sister.
Yeah.
When the stainless steel. Say what? Okay, first of all, girls, ladies, don't let anything stainless steel near your openings. Okay, your mouth, fine, knives and forks. But the other end, no.
It's some high-grade silicon. You don't want stainless steel. Although you can put it in the dishwasher.
There's nothing so. You know what?
Oh, God.
You can put the other stuff in the dishwasher too.
I can hear that.
Yeah. Have you,
speaking from experience, Amelia Rusciana.
Sure. I'll put it in the kids' lunchbox, my massive dildo, and just turn it on hot wash. I'll need an extreme for that one and an extra finish bowl.
And 2 litres of vinegar.
No, I don't do it. I just remember a movie. Oh, God.
You don't wash it in the dishwasher or you don't do it?
I just do. No, everyone. Oh, God. Everyone knows where you wash it, and I'm not going to say it. We're going to get in so much trouble. So,
I feel like this whole job is like a monster that I just keep poking with a stick.
You know what? We're about to go on holidays and it's showing.
Yes.
We're watching Groundhog Day instead of doing English at school, you know? Like, we're watching movies.
Yeah, Dead Poets Society is on.
Yeah, we're just watching movies and doing group massages. Yeah, like, that's where we're at with this show.
Absolutely.
Emily Georgia, 20. Stainless steel sex toy vanished. After her male acquaintance got a bit excited and pushed it a little too far.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a magic show when they say vanished. We know where it went.
Ta-da!
A concerned friend rushed her to the hospital. Not the guy. The guy's just popped it up and popped home.
He's like a kid who's just seen his first magic show. Where'd it go?
I'm out.
It just vanished.
Well, this is serious. She faced an hour-long surgery.
Yeah.
We've got the x-ray here. It is very, it does make you purse your sphincter quite hard.
Yeah.
It's up there.
It's right up there.
Yeah. And now Emily has come out. She's decided she's a freedom fighter.
Yeah.
We've got a freedom fighter on our hands. She's now speaking out to warn others.
Yeah.
Against the dangers.
Of butt plugs.
Of that the embarrassment that should stop themselves if in similar predicaments. And she says, if you find yourself in this situation, seek medical help immediately.
Yeah. Don't put it off. Don't search around the
room.
Don't
hope it's going to find its way out like when the dog eats a rubber band. That's not going to happen.
Oh my God. Don't try and go in after it.
Oh my God. She said, I began to panic. Like, she's taking us back to relive the moment. 131060, have you had a sexual mishap or what have you had stuck in you? We're doing double-ended. Prizes. Double-ended. Prizes to everyone who calls. We've got tickets. We've got lots of things to give you to entice you. Stop it.
I've seen your prize cupboard.
Oh, my God.
No pun intended.
Stop it. It's not a euphemism, you guys.
Cannot be helped.
Oh, God, I can't even go on. I didn't fancy saying it across the... Oh, my God, this is so funny. She turned up to the hospital and the receptionist was sitting there.
Yeah.
And the receptionist said, they're in triage. What's your problem?
Yep.
She said, Emily said, I didn't fancy saying it across the reception desk, so I asked her for a pen and paper.
She drew a diagram.
131060 prizes for our best calls. Let's be honest, anyone who calls, because this is an interesting.
Just call, you'll get a prize.
Have you had a sexual mishap, or what have you had stuck in you? Just you on the job, and something unfortunate has occurred.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Anything.
We'll take your calls next. Inappropriate phoners at 6:05, where we talk
about the things you should have, but we do it live. And we're also doing this.
Tell the truth.
Just becoming openers.
Yeah. What have you had stuck in you? Can't you see?
Can't you see?
That there's currently something stuck in me.
Matt, listen to PJ. Thank you, darling.
Seriously. I got distracted by a picture of Serena Williams pregnant.
Can you put your phone down?
No, that's fair. Put Nicki Minaj back on and I'll put it down.
Put your phone down. I've seen that photo. She's got a chain around her belly. She looks so amazing.
She's
it is
incredible.
She, if aliens come.
No, it was a new photo.
Is it where she's got a chain on her belly and she's on the side holding her boobs with her pregnant tummy?
No, that one was included, but it's that one as well.
We need to put those up. Send it to me. I'll put it up on the Facebook page. Okay. So a young woman had a 4-inch stainless steel butt plug removed from her bowel because her male acquaintance, they keep calling him that. I don't know why.
It's not an acquaintance.
Was it a Tinder date gone wrong? Could we have done a triple banger?
That's a hardcore Tinder date. Hey, how are you? Yeah, good. You want to go home? Hey, I brought a butt plug.
It's stainless steel. And it just glints in the light. I know. Well, apparently the male acquaintance got a little bit too excited and got way too high up inside of her. And we thought we'd do this as an inappropriate phoner. Our other favourite phoner, of course, is what have you had stuck in you? So we're asking on 131060, what have you had stuck in you? / have you had some sexual mishaps on the job? Something's gone wrong.
/ say something rank on the radio.
Because it's 6 o'clock in the morning and we can get away with it. Max from Penrith represent. Hey, Maxie.
Guys?
Good, Max.
And ours.
Yeah, good, the riff. Whoop, whoop, P-Town. What's going on? What happened, baby?
So me and my missus a little while ago were having a bit of fun in the room.
Yes.
And we both reached climax at the same sort of time.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Oh, thank you. never know what to say when that happens. But, as we reached climax, she kind of forced me out and removed my condom at the same time. It's gotten sucked up into her.
Oh!
Yeah.
You've got a rogue balloon.
Yeah, it went so far up, we actually had to go to the doctors and get it removed by a pair of forceps.
Oh!
Oh wow!
God. Max! Sure. That
was
hectic.
Descriptive.
That was and all wow.
There's a lot
so
to unpack.
Descriptive, and I wish it was late at night and we could unpack it, Max. But thank you. Thank you, Max, for respectfully telling that story. He did a beautiful.
What a lovely young man.
He did a beautiful job of keeping it radio friendly.
You're a credit to your mother,
yes,
Max.
Yes, that was because I know the way that story will get told at the pub.
Yeah. Do you want me to do it?
Nah.
No.
Thank you, Max, for being respectful. Let's give Max a prize.
Yes.
Let's give him something. Troy. Hello, Troy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, my heart. Good, what happened, darling?
It wasn't me, but one of my mates. He snuck into his girlfriend's place. And,
just be delicate. Remember, Troy, we need you to be delicate when you tell the story. Just remember.
Okay, good. Well, they decided to involve the deodorant can.
Oh,
and the
Lord.
Lid popped off. It was wild trying to explain it to the parents how the lid got stuck up.
Oh, up Troy! There, so. Oh, gee. Rex owner never let you down.
I don't even imagine.
It did in this case, didn't it?
Yeah, I reckon it was probably Dove or Mum.
She was nausea fresh. You reckon?
Yeah.
You reckon? Quarter of moisturiser?
Yeah. You're not putting up Brute 52.
Oh, imagine.
It's a boxy can, that one.
Oh, imagine some Brute. What was the other one? Not Brute. What was the other one they used to wear back in the day?
Old Spice.
Oh. You know. Oh, that'd be stingy. Ooh. Thanks, Troy. Everyone gets a prize. Well done. And two young men in their mid-20s being respectful and hilarious.
Yes.
Our listeners are the bomb.
Yep.
Thank you.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now. With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Ooh.
Wow. Someone added that in. Normally I do it live.
Fantastic.
I love it. Welcome. Welcome this morning to What's the Superior. On 131060, if you'd like a SodaStream. What's a superior celebrity couple?
I'm searching right now.
We had literally 7 minutes of traffic, promo, ads, news, and a song.
Just as it was said, 15 seconds to go, I went, better do a bit of research.
All right, well, you keep looking and I'll let you know. Look, obviously I'm emotionally invested in a lot of couples. You know, I have a Google alert on Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, do you? Actually?
Beyonce, Jay-Z marriage.
That's
is a Google
disturbing.
Alert. I know.
You're on a watch list.
I just want, of course, I'm on several.
You are a watch list.
I am. I'm a walking watch list. I just feel like one day I think deep down I want them to adopt me.
Got it.
Oh, thank God. Now, can you listen to my deep-seated psychoticness?
Yes.
I want them to adopt me.
Just another Thursday in the life of Breen.
Don't talk in the third person, idiot.
She said to him.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so I want them to adopt me, right?
Yeah.
So I love them. But we all know my favourite celebrity couple of the moment is Julian Assange and Pamela Anderson.
Oh, yes.
Like, you can't beat that. That's the greatest. 100%. Who's beating those two?
Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
They are a nice couple.
It's a good couple.
They're a good couple.
They're rock steady
crew.
Do you know when I found them? I typed in longest relationship in, and I didn't even have to write Hollywood. It just came up. People have been searching that, and they're one of the longest relationships in Hollywood. Yeah.
Okay.
And also, she's ours, which means Ellen is ours.
I love a little bit of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban.
Ooh, that's a good relationship.
Extremely devoted to her.
Yep.
And I love that whole situation.
Yep.
I love her. I love him. I love his extremely tipped hair.
Both of them have been on this show.
Yes.
Called us up.
And both very kind humans.
Yes.
So that's a good couple. I love me some Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They are hilarious.
He is hilarious.
She's got a good sense of humour. Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. Yes. Also, very big fan of that couple.
I reckon Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively dack each other.
Oh, 100%.
You know, they're kind of relationship.
They have perfect bottoms, both of them.
Yeah.
So it takes the fun out of it. Yeah. There's never going to be any, like, dags, you know? She would have no hair on her anus. No way.
Anus.
No way. Blake Lively's anus is in check. 150 bazillion percent.
She doesn't have a hairy back passage. You heard it here first.
13 10 60. We'll push on for a Soda Stream, Sydney. You know you want one for fucking wood at your fingertips. What's the superior? Celebrity
Five
couple.
Years ago, we wouldn't have been allowed on Triple R.
Mate, the jury's still out. There's all these billboards up of us as glitter taxis, and our bosses are going, well, we've got to double down because we've spent all this money. Oh, God.
We're going to back this in.
These two are either the greatest thing in radio or the worst, and the jury is out.
Oh, my jury's in.
We'll take your calls next.
What's the superior thing we're talking about? Stream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Boom.
We're doing What's a Superior Celebrity Couple. You do have a chance to win a Soda Stream. It's a couple I realised I forgot. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah, they're good. Yeah.
Obviously, that's Scott and I.
Yes.
I think of when I see that couple, and a lot of people have said that, you're M's Miley and Scott's Liam. I love that one. And Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. They are hilarious.
Yes.
She posts sneaky shots of his bum sometimes.
Oh.
It's very funny.
It's nice, isn't it? They love each other.
They do actually love each other. Yep. They do. Let's get straight to it. Lots of calls on this one because we're all emotionally invested in people we don't know.
Yeah.
Jane and Waverton, hello, darling.
Good morning.
Talk to me. Which celebrity couple's the most superior?
So I think Julia Roberts and Danny Mulder deserve, I think they've done well over the years. It's like 15 years or something.
Yeah, they're a lot. They come up in the longest relationship in Hollywood list that I searched.
Yeah, and they're still lovey-dovey. They're still seen out cuddling and canoodling. And they've had a few children too, haven't they? Didn't she have twins? I'm looking at their children now. Oh, my God, look at them. They look.
Yeah, they had twins. And the thing I like, I have to say, part of this for me is like almost an apology to Julia, because I remember when it first happened, I was a little bit skeptical,
Oh, yeah, because if you believe what's reported, Jane, she broke up his marriage, remember?
I think they were separated. They were separated at the time. I'd have to speak up on Julia's behalf.
Sure, of course.
But she'd also had a few false starts. Lyle. And the whole Kiefer scenario, she was the runaway bride, basically.
Yes.
Yes.
If you remember that, she went off with Kiefer's friend to stop from getting married.
I love that you're a Julia. Whenever we need a Julia Roberts expert.
Who doesn't know this about Julia? Don't we all track her and wish her well?
Sure, yeah.
Her twins' names are Phineas and Hazel, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, good names. I like that. Gabby in Forestville, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Gabby.
What's a superior celebrity couple?
I believe it has to be Amal and George Clooney because, George was the classic bachelor for so long, but when he did finally meet that right person, I loved that she was gorgeous, but she was also highly articulate, an international human rights lawyer, fluent in three languages. She's like incredible. I love her.
I love her too. I love everything about her. I love how succinct you were just then, Gabby. Yep. I love everything about that. Yep. I agree with you. And she's had twins. And she's like, I love that people started reporting that he was her husband. Like, it wasn't the other way around. That was good.
Yep.
It's true, because she's way more impressive than him.
Here's one, speaking of impressive women that came up, Meryl Streep.
How long's she been married for?
And Don Gummer. Meryl Streep married, she bucked the Hollywood trend and married a sculptor. He's a sculptor in 1978.
Oh, whoa. I love that. Yeah. Of course, she married a sculptor. It makes total sense.
They got four children together.
You know, Tilda Swinton has a situation where she's got a husband and a lover and they know about each other.
Oh, polyamory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they have other women.
Yeah, but you can still be in a polyamorous relationship if there's only goes one way.
Oh, I'm 100% down for that. Talk about it all the time. Schlock's got in a cupboard. Nisha, hello.
That's again.
Hey, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel.
Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Nisha's calling us from the lost city of Atlantis.
I thought it was.
I can't hear you very well. It sounds like you're underwater.
An adult from Peanuts.
That was that was a mermaid gag. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. They're very aesthetically pleasing. They've got different talent, piecing. She acts. They troll each other about his like NSYNC days and stuff.
Awesome.
They dress up as trolls characters for Halloween. Like, what can you get more than that?
She's a strong woman.
Yeah.
She could bench press Justin Timberlake.
She has a solid jawline.
Everything about her is good.
Yeah.
I love Jessica Biel. John in Campbelltown. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's a superior celebrity couple?
Oh, I don't know how you can go past Brangelina. They may not be a current couple, but they are just iconic.
They're a benchmark. Brangelina.
Like, they could blink and they could make newspapers and headlines around the world. That's how iconic they were.
Yeah. You're so passionate about them.
Really into it.
He's dating Sienna Williams. Who's not Sienna Williams? The English actress, it was Jude Law.
Sienna?
What's her last name? Sienna
Williams?
Sienna Miller.
Sienna Miller.
He was seen.
Serena Williams.
Serena is a tennis player.
Is pregnant with Brad Pitt's baby.
No. No, she's pregnant with the guy who invented Reddit's baby.
Oh, wow.
100%. Oh,
that
child
is going to struggle.
That child is really going to need some financial aid. Sienna Miller. Yeah, they were seen canoodling at Glastonbury. Oh. Totally canoodling at 3 a.m. I love it.
But how would they do that? Because they'd both have the masks on their face.
Because they wear, celebrities at Glastonbury wear scarves up over their noses, so, like a muzzle, so no one can recognise them.
So how would you know that it was them for starters?
They were canoodling.
And how are they doing it?
Through a muzzle. And the eyes have it, Harley.
Muzzle patch.
A muzzle? I'm going to explain to you off air what a muzzle is.
I know what a muzzle is.
Do you know?
Just do it on air.
Nah, I can't. Okay. Let's give the ticket to the tickets. Let's give the soda stream to the Julia Roberts expert, Jane. Hello, Jane.
Well done, Jane.
Your incredible encyclopedic knowledge on Julia Roberts has finally paid off. You get a soda stream. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thanks, everyone. This is the
Oh, that was hectic.
That's champagne in the air, 2 a.m. dance floor, pointing aggressively at people. It's Em and Harley on Today FM. It's about to go DEFCON 1 camp in
here. Yes, it is.
I warn everyone, something comes over me when I'm around this man.
And it's him.
Please welcome Mr. Bob Down.
Hey. Hello, darling. What about that song, boing, 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 very early in the morning. Mind you, that's the kind of song that people somewhere are still dancing to.
Yes. Even though it's not playing.
No.
Yeah. Even though it's not playing. Yeah, they're in their Uber. They're dancing to it in an Uber.
Now, Bob, you wanted to contribute to the last phone topic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my favourite celebrity couple, me and Christopher Pine. Did you see us on Fuel Day?
How's it going?
He couldn't keep his hands off me.
Do you think you're going to get married soon?
Listen, I said to him, I'm already married, Christopher, but I'm married to a man.
How did he find that?
See, there's the ring. Where's
Look at
the
your
camera?
Ring. Yeah, I can see his beautiful ring. Oh, yeah.
Nadia Newman, she is a... she's a great jeweller in Sydney. Beautiful.
Oh, good. They're give it a chunky. Plug.
They're chunky. Mine's
you
in
love
rose.
A chunky ring, don't you?
Well, it's because I bang into everything when I'm getting on off on planes and doing costume changes.
But enough about your wedding night.
Now
he's at work in Orlando, so maybe he won't hear that. Orlando. I'm living in Orlando with my husband.
It doesn't get gayer. I'm so proud of you.
It's like Perth with lakes.
Brilliant. Oh, my gosh. Now, Bob, you're doing something that I aspire to one day. You're doing a Bob's Love Boat. You're doing a cruise. Yeah. You're doing a cruise.
I'm doing all kinds of cruises. I'm doing P&O comedy cruises. I've got one out of Frio this weekend.
Fantastic.
But I'm also in Sydney doing shows on the Rhythm Fun Boat on the harbour that leaves King Street Wharf. I do Wednesday shows. And so I did one last night with Cindy Pastel.
Oh, my God.
That Priscilla is based on.
Yes.
My mate Cindy. And we got another one next Wednesday. And then we're doing a bunch of Wednesdays in October. And it's so much fun. It's a dinner show on the harbour. And it's a hoot. It's a three-hour cruise. A three-hour cruise.
Oh, my God. Everything about
this. I'm singing like Gina because I'm so excited about Maggie. Gina Riley's daughter is playing the lead in Muriel's Wedding, and I've known for months. I've never kept a secret so good.
That can't believe it.
Well,
so
I'm terrified
good.
Of Gina as if
well,
I would ever.
Well, I was going to say
you'd be in big trouble.
I love it when Gina used to do. I'm Carrie-Anne Kennell.
Carrie-Anne had to change her hairdo because of that. She was. Gina had to hide from Carrie-Anne at the Logies. And Gina also had to hide once from Chrissy Amphlett at the Siebel cocktail bar. She was hiding under a table because Chrissy Amphlett was out to kill her. Remember how she did a really funny Chrissy Amphlett?
Yes, if I touch myself, I remember.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, we're not just here to talk about Bob's
Gina
Love
Riley.
Boat and Gina Riley. And look, tickets at rhythmboat.com.au.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, get along.
Yeah.
You'll not have a better
There's
3 hours.
Tickets still available for next Wednesday's one. And it's such a lovely evening. The crew are great. The food is really nice. And it's just a really good laugh. And you're down at King Street Wharf and you stand there waiting for us to come in. You think, oh, there's the Sydney showboat. Oh, look at the Captain Cook. And then we come in, it looks like a prawn trawler.
Now, we do want to find out, though, Bob, who is the campest man out of you and M. Rossiano?
Oh, I think it's M.
M's backing us
M is a gay man. M is a gay man in a very funny lady's pretty body.
Who looks like a lesbian, so I cover
all
boundaries.
You look like a lesbian.
I do, and I'm happy to.
You look like a lippy les.
I'm a glamorous lesbian.
Are you lippy les?
Well, I've put some questions together, and we will see at the end of this who is indeed the campest man out of the two of you.
Right. And we buzz in?
You buzz in with your own name or whatever you want, really.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll
Great.
Say M.
Okay, first question.
Yeah.
Who was just crowned as this year's
M.
winner? Yes.
Sasha Velour.
Sasha Velour is the
winner
answer
of what?
To winner
RuPaul's
of RuPaul's
Drag Race.
Oh, right. Oh, I don't watch that show. That's a load of rubbish.
Question two. Well, you lost points doubly.
Yeah, totally.
Shut it down, Bob Dale.
Question two.
I hate reality shows full stop. They're just so fake.
You would love RuPaul, though.
Oh, no, I've seen it in all that.
And that's all the time we have.
No, you see,
I am the gayer man out of that because I've actually got old mates that really are drag queens that have been doing it forever as opposed to these old Johnny-come-lately.
That is words, sassy words. Okay, go.
What was the title of Madonna's first album? Yes?
Madonna.
Correct, Bob Down. That's a one of
1984, we danced our titties off to that one for the summer of 84.
I wasn't born. Go.
Oh, it was. And her brother, Christopher, was the one that danced with her on that top of the. You know, they had that amazing dance that her and the two boys, that beautiful Corrie, that was her brother, Christopher.
Yes, I remember, like yesterday.
They don't speak to each other anymore.
Question three.
Because he's the gay man.
Yes.
Bette Midler just won a Tony.
Polly. Hello, Dolly.
I said my name first.
Sorry, you did.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. That's what they say to you on Oxford Street. When
hello,
you
Dolly.
Hello, Dolly.
For her performance in the, we have to give that to M.
Yeah,
she
her speech. What was it? Her speech brilliant when she just told the orchestra to shut up when they tried to play her off. Oh, my God, it was brilliant.
Okay, go.
Question four. What is this song? What is this song title, artist and their age? Play it, Ben.
If I could turn back time.
And age?
72.
71 is correct.
Wow.
I'll give you the point. Question five. Name three Whitney Houston songs.
M.
Yes, M.
Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yes.
I Get So Emotional. And My Love Is Your Love.
How would I know?
Thank you.
Yep. I'm just,
you're a terrible
it's
gay
It's too
man.
Early in the day. I'm a gay man. This is too early.
Question six. What are the real names of the girls in this group?
If
you wanna be my
M. Oh, yes. You need to get all to get the point.
Mel B.
Correct.
Mel C.
Correct.
Victoria Beckham.
Correct.
Emma Bunton.
Correct.
Spice
and you're missing one.
Spice Girls. Oh.
No,
missing
one. The other one. Wait a minute. No, Marsha Hines. Marsha Hines.
And your time's out. I can't give you the point there. Jerry Halliwell is who you missed.
Right. Of course.
Ginger Spice always gets forgotten.
Bob Down, back with Bob's Love Boat Cruise. Tickets at rhythmboat.com.au. I love you. That's the longest segment. Darling. We're going to get in so much trouble. I don't care. I'll talk
who
to you
cares?
All day.
Love you.
See you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye, loves.
Scientists have been at it again.
Have they?
Isn't that what we're doing right now?
I don't know if it's scientists. Yes,
science.
Lead
says.
Researcher.
Yep.
Professor.
Science. They're bloody at it again. What have they said this time?
Well, apparently car horn sounds stress people out.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about this before the show, and I said Australians have really adopted the car horn just as a bit of it's a get effed vibe.
Yeah.
Because traditionally the car horn's just a little bit of a, hey,
here I am.
I'm here. Me. Just letting you know that I don't want to run you over. Me.
But have you been?
We don't do that.
Have you been to India?
No. Do they abuse a car horn too?
So it is constant noise. Stop. It doesn't stop. Yeah. And theirs is actually more how it's intended.
Polite.
It's just, I'm beside you. Meep, meep, meep,
yes.
Meep, meep. I'm coming this way. Meep, 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 meep. It's just to let you know that you're there.
Well, I can tell you, after testing a range of sounds, the team from Sunsil University in Seoul, South Korea, found that this sound...
What?
Would do the job perfectly. Yep.
Listen, I'm having horn problems.
They tested 1,000 listeners and evaluated different stress levels for different sounds, and that noise
came in number one.
The least stress. I think it's delightful.
You know,
imagine if you hear that and you're behind you. You know, when you're at the lights and they go green and you don't go, and you just hear this behind you. I'm not getting angry. I feel delighted.
I'm going to be so honest here, and this is not for comedic values. This is me, truth, hand on heart, Harley Brain talking here. I want people to be so stressed when I honk the horn. I don't want them to be relaxed. I want them to get going.
True.
What would you prefer then?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
If I could pick my horn sound, I would pick this.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's actually creepy.
Don't you love that?
Yeah. So you just all of a sudden heard an owl in the middle of the day.
Isn't it amazing? So someone's at the lights, you're behind them, they haven't gone, it's gone green, and 2 seconds have gone by, and I'm just doing this.
Well, okay. It might not.
What have you got?
This is what I'm going with.
Oi, f-head, get out of the way. Hey, numbnuts, that's not where you do a f-ing U-turn. Hey, it says 60, not 40, you piece of shit.
We left that one in the end. So that's my horn.
All in succession.
I didn't realise all three of them were going to be put in one horn, but that's a long horn.
That's hectic. Everyone's like, who's this guy abusing me? Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, my God.
Mate, I've got some good news.
I love good news. It's good news sneaky Friday.
It's good news sneaky Friday. Yeah. 100-year-old crime boss beats the odds and is released from prison.
What?
Yeah, it popped up in my feed and I said, yeah, we've got to talk about this.
Is he Italian?
Yes.
100%.
Geriatric gangster. That's a title you want, isn't
it? Stop. Let's break that down.
Geriatric gangster.
If I could be called anything in my old age, I would want to be a GG.
Yeah.
That referred to as, because you know, I'm really fighting to be called flamboyant radio host M. Russiano.
Yes.
I think I now want to be called geriatric gangster M. Russiano.
GG. Well, this is a GG. John Sonny Franzese.
Yes.
Or Franzese is what I'm going to go with.
100.
What a name. Sonny Franzese. The oldest guest of the federal prison system is a free man at the age, ripe old age of 100.
Oh.
The Colombo family underboss was rolled out of the federal... A great piece of journalism.
This is so good.
Was rolled out of the federal medical center in Massachusetts in a wheelchair Friday and headed for home with his daughter. He's going to meet his daughter. Now, you might, in my head, I'm picturing...
Tell me.
Sort of Al Capone era.
Yeah.
That's when this guy went down.
Yeah.
He's been in prison.
Yeah, he's been in prison
all
like
of this time.
50 years.
He's being released at 100.
Is that what happened?
He went to prison at 93. He'd been in prison a lot.
There's... I feel like if a 93-year-old walks into my courtroom as a judge, you're like, stuff it. Just go home. Go home.
Right.
Stop being naughty. Put a rug over your leg. watch some Downton Abbey and behave until you die.
Do you want to hear why?
That's what I feel like. If you've got a 93-year-old coming into your courtroom, you're not putting them in jail.
No, but you want to hear why he went to jail at 93? He's been... Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I think it's very funny. Just because of the age. It's not funny to do this, but it's funny when you're 93 and you're doing it. He's been in prison heaps, by the way, over the years. Yeah. And this, the last...
Yeah, I don't feel like you're committing your first offence at 93.
No.
By the way, if you are, mad boss.
But he,
well done.
He's still a shakedown standover man at the age of 93 because he was put in prison for shaking down the Hustler and Penthouse strip clubs in Manhattan.
Oh, my God.
So he's walking in on his walking break. Everyone's just looking at him. He's just slowly. This is the longest holdup in the history of time. He's a standover man.
Yeah, he walks into strip joints and goes, pay your protection money.
Or you'll what?
Or what, mate?
Or you'll what?
Or what?
You'll take your teeth out and have a go?
You'll take off your tenor lady pad?
If this isn't a movie starring Al Pacino current day, Grandpa Gangster, it's just written itself. Grandpa Gangster. This is a movie.
That's brilliant.
Waiting to happen.
He's largely responsible for the glamorization of the mafia, it says.
I love you, Sonny. Mere respect, man. Mere respect. You know what I'm missing in my life?
What?
I just want to see some live comedy.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I'm living in Sydney, and I'm looking for some comedy, and I'm just a person who just wants to laugh.
Like in the month of August.
Oh, my God. I was
August?
July's hectic.
Yeah.
July
is hectic.
June, July. August is free. I'm free.
That's free. August 11th's a great day.
Oh, my. Are you?
August 11th is actually.
Dream diary?
I'm pretty sure August 11th is the International Day of Comedy in Sydney.
Shut up.
At the Comedy Store. On sale now.
Who?
Harley Breen.
Oh, my God. Harley Breen, are you doing a stand up show at the Comedy Store?
All on my own.
And. Who the hell are you?
No, never heard of him.
Ah, that's it.
Harley Breen.
What's the name of the show?
Never heard of him.
Harley Breen. Never heard of him. And oh, my God, how can I get tickets to see
go
you?
Go to the Sydney Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Go to my Facebook page, Harley Breen.
Go to our Facebook page. Yeah.
Just rock up last minute.
Nah.
You'll be disappointed. It'll be sold out. I'll be adding shows. I imagine lines around the corner.
Like, if you ever wanted to see the Big Spunk live and off the chain.
Please take me at my word here. This happens a lot in my job because of different things that I do outside of stand-up. People go, he'd be great for my teenage boy or teenage girl.
No teenagers.
If you bring your kids, it's on you.
It's an education.
I'm not editing.
Look, it's an education.
There is no code of conduct for stand-up comedy. There are no rules.
All the swear words get said within the first 30 seconds.
Oh, it's not just the words.
It's
the content.
Okay. So Harley Breen, never heard of him, is playing at the Comedy Store. We'll probably give away some tickets on air.
Oh, we'll definitely give away some tickets.
And I'll put a ticket link up on our Facebook page. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it went on sale yesterday.
I can't believe.
And you brought it up just then, just
August.
Off the... You were just like, right
Thank
then.
God.
Just, that's amazing.
We're so in sync.
How things go together.
We're so in sync.
Thanks,
we're
mate.
So Justin Timberlake with 2 minute noodles on his head.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
We surely are. And we'd like to welcome Taryn from Lee and A. Hello, darling.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Taryn.
Are you feeling confident and calm? That is important.
I'm as calm as I'm going to get, I think, when I'm this close to 50,000.
I know. Now, we're going to hand you over to Quizmaster Harley, and we need you to listen to the rules, and we're going to hold off. We agreed team meeting right now. We'll hold off on celebrating until we're given the okay to celebrate.
We're not going
to
celebrate until the end, Taryn, you're more than welcome.
I'm off mic.
Yeah. You're more than welcome to scream and cheer if you think you got it, but we're going to wait until the adjudicators tell us. Now, you heard yesterday, you've only got 30 seconds. Your time will start after the first question, and your first answer is what we have to take.
Even if it's an accident,
Tass. Even if it's a slip of the tongue. So you do have to be quick, but take your time. Jeez, it's getting confusing.
Right. I'm off mic now.
Em's off mic. It's just me and you. In a room having a chat, Taryn.
That's erotic.
That's is it?
Sounds good.
Rooms aren't erotic.
If you're alone
in a room, is it erotic?
And there's a sneaky M voice in the background.
Yeah, that really puts me in the mood.
Kiss.
M in the distance.
Kiss.
Darren and Harley. Anyway, all right, let's go. So your time's going to start at the end of the first question. Here we go, Taryn. Name a food brand.
Oh, wait, what was the letter? Sorry, it says letter.
Actually, you're right.
No,
I didn't
mean
to say it. Holy
mate,
we got so carried away. Don't start the timing.
I'm back on mic. That would have been
excited.
So
that would have been great, though.
If you had a
just enter
letter,
anything, just say it.
The letter?
If you can guess the letter, I'll give you $10.
No. The letter, I'm just looking at Jace. We're right to go. We're good. Boss, good. Okay. The letter is K.
Professional radio host.
K.
Well, let's start again.
All right, I'm back off
Taryn,
mic.
Taryn, apologies. I do know what I'm doing. Off mic. She's actually pulled the mic out.
Don't start, I can't.
She's fallen over.
Don't start, I
want to. I have to take my time.
Okay, my headphones are in. Okay, I'm off mic. My headphones are in. K.
It was K. Time starts at the end of the first question, which you've already heard, but let's just pretend you didn't. Name a food brand.
Kellogg.
A Sydney train station.
Kingswood.
A female celebrity.
Keira Knightley.
A store.
Krispy Kreme.
An activity.
Knitting.
A body part.
Me.
A six-letter word.
Pass.
An Australian animal.
Koala.
A chocolate bar.
A Kit Kat.
A TV show. Oh, yes!
No. You were confident.
Six-letter words.
That's the one I got wrong off air. I couldn't get it.
Yeah, no, you couldn't get it because you got to spell and count at the same time.
I know, I tried.
I really wanted you to get that, but secretly I'm happy you didn't because there would have been issues with you already hearing the first questions. We really got
so nervous.
But you got $800.
Yay.
800-something. Thank you so much.
Well done, mate.
No worries, darling. We're very sorry we forgot to give you the letter. And by we, I mean the quizmaster.
The quizmaster.
Failed. Classic stitch up happened at swimming last night, and on 131060, has a kid stitched you up?
I love my boys, but they already, the baby is already dobbing on me.
So I was sitting at swimming last night, and there was a family sitting next to me, and from what I can tell, it was Nana, Mum, Dad, and little baby brother.
Yeah.
And the little boy would have been around nearly four, I'd say.
Okay, the worst age. Yeah. Tattletales.
And I'm sitting there, and the dad says to the mum, "Oh, the car smelled like smoke when I got in it this morning." And the mum goes, "Don't look at me." And then the dad goes, "But it really stunk. Did you have a cigarette?" And the mum's like, "No." No. And then the son goes, "Yes, you did. Mummy smokes." And then the mum's like, I did not. And then the nana kicks in, "Are you smoking again? I thought you'd quit." And she's like, "I did quit. I didn't. And then the dad's like, "It really, come on." And the kid's like, the whole time, would not quit. Yeah. "She did. Mummy smokes. I saw her smoke. Mummy's smoking." And the mum's just going, "Stop talking, Matthew.
Stop it. You know, I've quit smoking."
Then she admitted to it.
Yeah. Because you got, they force you into a corner.
She goes, "All right, I had one." I mean, she had more than one.
No, she had more
this
than one.
This woman is stressed. She's got a little shit.
Did she do
for
it like
son.
This? She went, "All right, I had one."
Like, I looked at her. She was a woman on the edge. She's Pakadane. Like,
"I just had the one."
Smoking's a dirty habit.
It is a dirty habit. It's a dirty habit. Bad for you, and I'm glad I've kicked it.
Yeah, but this woman had more than one. And the little kid, I was just laughing. I'm sitting there, and I just wanted to give her a hug, the mum. Because the little kid was relentless in pursuit of truth.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely relentless.
Yeah.
And this happens, you know, when you're trying to tell a little white lie, a child will chime in and show you up.
And you're like, "Shut up.
Just shut it down." Yep. I know this has happened to you.
Well, or trying to get the kid to say he's a different age when you're on public transport because they're free.
Oh, yeah.
They're free at four, but they've got to pay at five. Hey, tell this man that you're four. Well, I'm not. I'm five. Tell him four. Before he's even approached. "Hey, little man, I'm five."
But the thing with kids, they always want to be older than they are. So if you try and tell someone they're younger, they will not have it.
Yep.
But I've learned if you want to say your kid's older to get into, say, a movie they shouldn't see.
Yeah.
Fine with that.
Yeah, they're
fine
happy
to be that,
older.
They'll lie about that stuff. It happens to me all the time. I'll be chatting to someone just face to face, and I need to get out of the situation, and I'll say, "Oh, I've got to go. I've got to get Odie to ballet."
Yep.
"I don't do ballet." "Shut up. You do remember? Remember you drinking blue through clenched teeth? No, I don't. Yep. I don't do ballet, Mum. You wouldn't let me. You said that it makes it's unhealthy for girls. I just want to go. Please let me go. So kids do it all the time.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60. Have you been ratted out by a kid? Classic stitch up by a small person. We're talking about classic stitch ups by kids.
Yes.
Have you been dobbed in by a kid? Last night at swimming, a 4-year-old dobbed his mother into her husband and mother for smoking.
Excellent. And they'll do it.
And I actually wanted to go over and go, yep, thank you for my 805 content spot tomorrow. Yeah. That's what I really wanted to
Although
say.
Although just talk, like my child around a certain age was just talking about the shower that we'd had the night before. Now, I'll have no shaming of any parent who showers with their child. There's nothing wrong with it. But also in public, on public transport, when he starts talking about your anatomy around strangers, how do you back out of it? You're like, because you don't want to shame,
them.
You don't want to shame it, but you're like, stop talking about my penis.
Yeah,
stop it.
100%. Oh, we've asked on 13, 10, 60, when is a kid stitch you up? Stephanie Yaguna. Hey, Steph.
Yes. Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
You got stitched up by a small person?
I have, yeah. Mm. We were going to a party and I explained to my daughter, look, we're only going to go for a little bit. I don't get along with the other parents. You know, the kids are annoying. So again, I didn't explain to her not to mention anything about that. But anyway, amazing. It came to time that we were leaving and I was like, oh, look, sorry, we have another party to get to. Thanks for inviting us. And she overheard me and turned around and said, have we got another party? I thought you said we had to leave early because you didn't like anyone.
Yes.
Did you just gently shove her into the wall? No,
I just gave her the evil eye and went, oh.
Amazing. Wow. That's amazing. That's a classic stitch up. Thanks, Jeff. You want to take this one? I always hog the calls.
That's all right.
You do it.
Sarah and St. Clair, hello.
Good morning.
Hey, mate.
Classic stitch up, Sarah.
When have you been ratted out by your child?
Okay, I went to a school where we had the high school and the junior school, and we had a buddy system for the buses. High school got out before the junior school and I was caught smoking by my buddy with my boyfriend at the time and my parents didn't know either. On the weekend, my buddy was shopping with her parents. She came running over to me, said, hi, my mum came over and she goes, do you like Sarah's boyfriend and do you know she smokes?
Oh. Get stuffed, buddy. You're not my buddy anymore. I don't want to be your buddy.
It's not a buddy thing
Get
to
off
do.
Me. No buddies. Let's talk about the buddy code. The first rule of buddy code.
Yeah, don't talk about the smoking.
Exactly. Or my secret boyfriend.
Yeah.
Michael and Camden, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, very good, Michael.
Yes, what happened?
Well, I was standing at a bank a few years ago and this woman was disciplining her child and the child said, I want this toy truck. I want this toy truck. And the mother said, you can't have this toy truck. And he said, if you don't give me that toy truck, I'll tell. And she said, what are you going to tell? I'll tell everybody I saw you kissing Daddy on the doodle.
Yes, Michael. What a reveal. What a great story.
Classic storyteller. I mean, no, the punchline was perfect.
It was right there.
It was delivered at the...
What's he going to say? There was nerves.
We were all nervous. Because sometimes...
Relief a little bit.
Wow.
On the doodle.
Joining us now in the studio is my old pal, Samantha Jay.
Oh, hello.
And her pianist, Mr. Barry Golden.
Oh, dear Lord.
He's saying hi.
What? And it's what he is.
Yes,
pianist.
I know. As you went. And I was like, what are we talking about here?
Bo married to my old pal, Amali Ward from Australian Idol.
There you go.
So there's our connection.
Yep.
Sammy J, welcome.
Oh, thanks. How are you going?
Well, I'm currently wearing your lipstick is how I'm going. Not because we were pashing, but look, I would be impressed to that.
It looks really good on you,
thanks,
that colour.
And Samantha, thank you very much for my lipstick.
Yeah, you look good.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, yours is great.
Yeah, the nice rouge.
No, what are you, 50? Who calls blush
rouge? Wow, that's old school.
You know how I get a blush. I just prick my finger and a little bit of blood and rub it on my cheeks before I step out in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Poor Sammy J.
My makeup is not like that, guys, just so you know.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've released a line of makeup with Models Profit. Get it through Priceline.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like our Kardashian now, but with talent. Well done.
Thank you. That is very nice. Yeah, it's so exciting. It's the second range and it's out, you know, now. And it's very cool because I always shop at Priceline. You know, it's the place to go to when you've, you know, forgotten something on the road.
Lashes,
or something.
It's a karma pharmacy experience.
Yeah.
It really is. It's great.
It is. It's a karma pharma.
It's my...
Karma yep. Farmer, yep.
It's my Bunnings. That's all I can
Because I went
say.
Into the other one, which we won't mention in this break, but it is hectic.
Oh, I see. It doesn't have the pink stickers
oh,
everywhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Stuff.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. No, but it is my Bunnings. I go in there and yeah. just think I can yeah. suck that in and spack that.
With a trolley. You exactly. push a trolley around just loading it in.
We should let Samantha talk.
Yeah, sorry.
That's fine. That's actually how I explained it to my dad. I oh, said good. It's like because he loves. He has actually a weird obsession with Bunnings. He loves Bunnings.
Yeah. There's nothing
and,
weird about it.
I yeah, no. I just you know I don't share that obsession with him. No. But I told him yeah, Priceline. You know, it's like a female Bunnings. He's like, oh, that's brilliant. Then that's great. And then he was on go. Board. Yeah. Yeah,
I'll fight you. I'm trying to become a Bunnings. I'm Bunnings a Priceline ambassador. I'll yeah. fight you, Sam. I'll fight you. I tried to badmouth Ada Nicodemu. I tried to get
no!
her job.
Yeah.
I want.
We
I
can
love
share.
Her.
We can share.
Oh yeah, we're very similar. I yeah. can see how that would work.
We can share.
Now you've got a new single, and you're I going do. To. It's called Circles on the Water. Now, is this a bit mosh? Is this a mosh track?
It's a bit of mosh. It is. I didn't write this one. It came to me from a team in Sweden, and they're you know how good they are at pop. They're
all good things come from a team in Sweden.
Oh, mate,
that's very true.
We're just talking about it every day at my house.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I loved the song, and I thought, oh. I wish I wrote this. I wish the song was mine and it was available. So I demoed it and then it now it's mine. But yeah, I love it. I think it's really quite beautiful. It's got that little dance break, which I love.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Are you going to do that for us, the dance break? You can do
of course. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to do the choreo right here in the studio.
Amazing.
Oh, yes.
We're filming it.
It's the best day ever.
Kidding.
Sneaky Friday.
I thought you guys were learning that to do, but I guess... That's not happening.
That's next time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm on it. I got the move.
Just the lipstick
to
today.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. There's only so many things of yours I can whore at once, Samantha
yeah,
Jade.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's all right, doll. So here we have Samantha Jade with her new single, Circles on the Water, accompanied by Mr. Amali Ward. Take it away, Samantha Jade.
Never liked it safe or slow. We go high, we go faster than them. Take me places no one knows. You and I, we go faster than them. Just a drop to start it over. Once again we begin. We're like circles on the water. Once again we begin. I heard you either have it or you don't. But there's no need for us to try and prove it wrong. Cause we dive deeper every time we let us go. A drop to start it over. Circles on the water. Oh, oh, oh. Second thoughts and wasted time. No, it wasn't for us. Betting everything we got. You and I, we don't know how to stop. And just a drop to start it over. Once again we begin. We're like circles on the water. Once again we begin. I heard you either have it or you don't. But there's no need for us to try and prove it wrong. Cause we dive deeper every time we let us go. A drop to start it over. Circles on the water. Oh, oh, oh. Once again we begin. I heard you either have it or you don't. But there's no need for us to try and prove it wrong. Cause we dive deeper every time we let us go. A drop to start it over. Circles on the water. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. A drop to start it over, circles on the water.
sure. You'll go all right one day if you stick with this business. You'll be all right.
So.
Very good.
Good on you, Sammy J. That is Circles on the Water, available now online to stream and buy. Download it, you tight asses. Don't stream it. Don't get as much money.
Yeah, just buy it.
Thank you so much, Sammy. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
See
good
you,
to
mate.
See you.
Bye. 131060.
What is that, those set of numbers?
That's our phone number.
Oh, our phone number.
Did you just, this is going somewhere, you guys.
Yes.
It's ironic, Jace, our boss just said, you got to get to the point quicker.
is that what he just said?
Did you just find out some information that, like, you should have probably known? So did you get some information in the last week or two or recently that you've gone, oh, my God, that's not what I thought.
Because you just learnt a thing from me, and then you told me about a thing you just learnt yesterday, yeah. Which I was amazed that you admitted to.
Okay.
As an adult woman.
Okay.
In her late 20s, I thought that was interesting.
Oh my love for you grows each day. They'll never break us apart, like, ever. You and I are bros for life.
Now, the first one I was shocked.
Which one are we going to reveal?
Didn't know. The one that I just revealed.
Yes!
To you. Only because it's so, it was a nothing in my head. I just said it not thinking anyone would find it very interesting, but everyone in the room didn't know it.
Our heads exploded.
Con man.
Yeah.
Is short for confidence man.
Oh my God. I did not know that.
No.
I always thought con was short for convict.
I would imagine, no. So that's if you're a con, you're an ex-con, that's short for convict.
So if someone says, he's a con man.
They're saying confidence man, because you're getting the confidence of somebody and then they're taking their money. This is essentially what's, give me your confidence and then your wallet.
That is, I didn't know that.
What?
The other thing I found
out.
Know,
which this is, you'd hear this
shut
from a 10-year-old and you'd go,
up.
Oh yeah. But
I
mother of a 10-year-old.
Was holding
geez, a. Geez, you had her young.
Thank you. Oh, what about my 16-year-old?
Let's not talk about her. That's your sister.
Oh, my God, I love you so much. Our bond grows stronger every day. They'll never tear us apart. I was holding a $2 coin in my hand,
yes.
And I said, looked over at my husband, and I said, now I don't know if I just say it. A $2 coin's made of gold.
Wow. You would be so susceptible to a confidence man.
And
a
I
confidence
said,
man
I know.
Could have his way with you.
And Scott looked at me and he just looked at me like, and then he realised I was serious and he said, no. What? Hey, aren't they little tiny pieces of gold?
Can you imagine how bankrupt the nation of Australia would be if they were printing $2 coins on something that costs about, I don't know, how much would that go?
$80? I can't believe I'm the only person that thought
$50 worth of gold for every $2 coin.
Made of gold. I'm sure other people were under that impression. They might be under the age of 10, but...
But I'm interested to find out because it's always amazing when, you know, something is learnt new. You assume, like confidence, man, I just assumed everyone knew it, but they didn't.
Mm.
Now it's a look into it. It's a band out of Brisbane also.
Oh, fantastic.
Confidence, man. We can't play them on the station, but they're good.
I'm just waiting to see if they're putting that call across, but maybe they're not.
Oh, they're probably still talking. Maybe it's a confidence
Kimmy,
woman.
Are you putting that across? Max, are you going to put that across? Should we wait?
Is it all right? Is it good content?
Are they good content?
It doesn't have to be.
Are they light and bright and airy? Are they fun?
Are they on brand?
They keep putting her off and on hold. Sharon! Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
We didn't know if you were going to make it across. Like, we were waiting.
Hi. Sorry.
That's all right. Did you... Max was just spelling Maroubra properly. That's why we had to wait.
But not Sharon.
Okay. Yeah, but not Sharon.
That's not how you spell Sharon.
Sharon. What did you just learn, babes? Yeah.
Okay, so I just learned from someone a couple of weeks ago, and I'm a bit dumbfounded by it, is that when you put your recyclables in your kitchen at home, I put them in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And then I just put the plastic bag full of my milk cartons and plastic stuff straight into the recycling bin, the bigger one, like, outside that they stuck. But what I found out is actually you have to take out all the single items. Otherwise, that entire bin is contaminated from those shopping bags.
Correct. Yes. Is you just learning this?
Sharon, you should put a...
I literally just learned that.
Actually, look...
Why you've been contaminating Mother Earth? Why do you put your recyclables in a plastic bag? That defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Well, because where else do you put them in the
straight
kitchen?
In the bin?
Like, I'm not going to go down. The big garbage bin that you keep outside the house.
Two bins. Two bins in the kitchen. One's for rubbish, one's for recyclables. The recyclables is just an empty vessel.
Yeah. And you
just whack
the cartons in it.
And then just tip that into the bin outside. And if there's a little bit of beer dribbles out of the multiple cans you've been drinking to numb the pain,
that's okay.
Then you wash that out with a hose.
100%.
But where were you guys, like, all my life?
This is such a niche fact find.
By the way, this goes further for those of you listening at home and only just learning that. It's very serious. If you put a plastic bag in your garbage bin, that contaminates your bin, but if that makes it into the truck, the whole truck just goes into landfill.
Oh,
what?
Christ.
Yes.
Do not, if my husband's listening, do not call. We had a fight. We're not speaking over me putting loose plastic in the recycling. Oh. He pulled the whole bin apart and he just points and goes, what's this?
He was bin diving.
Like, what the? He was bin diving.
Your husband's a bin diver.
He was bin. I said that term to him. I said, you dirty bin diver. Yeah. He goes, what's this? You've ruined everything. Like, we had a massive fight. We're not speaking this morning about this loose plastic.
He's like an ibis. He's a bin turkey.
He's Captain Planet. Thanks, everyone. Oh, Ellen, got another call.
Yeah, have another one.
Gee, we're really getting to the point quick. Hey, Ellen.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
What'd you just learn, dude?
Okay, so this one's a bit embarrassing.
Okay.
Can't be worse than mine.
I learned the other day, I just realised, had an epiphany, that livestock is called livestock because it's stock that's still living.
Yes. Yeah.
Like the cows and the sheep are still alive, so they're livestock.
I've never actually taken it apart.
Me
like
neither.
That.
I
guess I'm just learning that.
I'm just learning it too.
Yeah. I'll put my hand up and say I've just
learned that. I didn't even think about it. And your brother's a farmer.
He has livestock.
Yeah.
And some dead stock.
There we go. You learned something new.
Thank you, Ellen. That's
a good one. I just ate some dead stock for the breakfast.
Okay.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen wouldn't have got in your ears without the help of B from Yahoo 7. Next time you need the latest gossip, viral videos and the hottest topics, you'll find them at yahoo7.com.au/BE.